It wasn't 10,000 watts of surround sound power, but the news today on the U.S. job market was moderately strong. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The guessing about the labor market ends once a month at 8:30 Eastern Time. The July jobs report from the government today shows unemployment down slightly at 4.3% and the number of people on payrolls up by 209,000, more than expected. Let's take a close look at this with our Friday contributor, Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So this 209,000 more names on American payrolls in July, a little higher than a lot of your brothers and sisters in the economics field were expecting.
Yeah, you know, good news. We had decent job gains in quite a few industries. And the unemployment rate ticked down a little bit, too. We're back at that 4.3% cycle low. And then just to round out the trifecta, wage growth was a little better than expected also. It was expected to slow from 2.5% to 2.4%. It didn't. It held at 2.5%. So all three of the big numbers a little better than expected this morning.
So, pleasant surprise, but it's not like that old print advertisement for the audio system where the guy's sitting in the easy chair with the really powerful speakers with his hair being blown back. It's not one of those reports.
No, and we should be thankful for that. Modest gains in employment are exactly what you want at the end of the economic cycle, because big gains are the kind of thing that attract the attention of the Fed, and they're likely to step on the brakes too hard. This is not a report like that. This is one that I suspect Yellen and company will look at, acknowledge it is a little better than expected, but they can continue to focus on what is likely to be their next move, which is starting very slowly to shrink the balance sheet. And we don't have to worry about rate hikes, I don't think, until December.
And there's still a lot of people who are discouraged enough to not even be in the labor force, also people working part-time. If you look at this U6 figure, the, quote, real unemployment reports, it was steady month to month, but it's not small.
No, it's not. It's running at about 8.5%. There are still a lot of people discouraged and out of work. And that's also consistent with what we see in wages. You know, as I said, 2.5% was better than expected, but it's the same rate of growth as in May and June. And those 3 months collectively are the lowest in about a year. So wage pressure is absent. What we have is wage stability.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial in New York, economist. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, David.
Wait, wasn't that a Maxell tape ad I was referring to just then? Cassette tape was a recording medium popular among 20th century youth. Some vacationers in the U.S. Virgin Islands are facing higher fees. The territorial government there is imposing a new $25 a day charge for using a timeshare accommodation. The territory needs the money, its credit rating's low, it's having trouble borrowing, and some say it's on the road to a Puerto Rico-style financial mess. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports on the new fees.
The U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean have turquoise waves, musical tree frogs, and $2 billion in bond debt. The territorial government faces persistent budget holes because of borrowing and deficit spending. So the territory's leaders are finding new ways to plug those holes and reassure the bond market. Tamara Parsons-Smalls is with the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
The island is always looking for revenues like every other place. The governor has sent down a 5-year plan, and this is just one small portion of his plan to ensure that the territory is self-sufficient.
Part of the plan is a new fee on timeshare owners. Some owners are not happy. Kathy Kuczynski from Florida says she and her husband were already thinking of dumping their week-long timeshare.
And then we heard about this extra tax. Plus, you know, we still pay for airfare. We said, forget it.
Timeshare owner Monica Richard from Massachusetts stays a week or two every year. She says paying the fees, an extra $175 a week, will mean her family will cut back on
going out to a fancy restaurant or just spending money on island that we could use to support the local businesses, and now it's going to need to go to the government.
The fee is officially called the Environmental Infrastructure Impact Fee, but it's not dedicated to the island's degraded environment or crumbling infrastructure. Instead, most of it goes to the government's general fund. Advocates for the timeshare industry are suing. Robert Clements is with the American Resort Development Association.
Timeshare tourists have the same impact as any other tourist to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and therefore it is discriminatory to single out timeshare owners for this impact fee.
Clements predicts the fee will ultimately cause tourism to decrease, but tax collectors are undeterred, and the government has started to collect the money. The new fees are expected to net an extra $19 million a year. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.
And here's one way to cement a new marriage. There's news today that the car companies Mazda and Toyota are investing in each other. Mazda, you get $455 million in Toyota money, and Toyota, you get $455 million of Mazda's. This all-for-one, one-for-all partnership is aimed at building a $1.6 billion new car plant in the United States. Specific location still uncertain, but it would employ about 4,000 people. The Japanese duo would also work together on electric cars. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.